Title: Audition Folders for Jungle Eras and Moods Advanced. Alright, let's build a workflow that feels like cheating. If you're deep into jungle and drama and bass, you already know the pain. You're not stuck because you can't process a break. You're stuck because you can't find the right break fast enough to keep the vibe alive. The moment you start digging through random folders, the track's energy leaks out of the room. So in this lesson, we're going to turn Ableton into an era and mood audition machine. Not just here are my samples, but here are my worlds. 92 to 94 Sunlit Rave Pressure. 95 to 97 Dark Tech Step Dungeon. 98 to 02 Steppy Cunliness. And Modern Jungle with Crisp Tops and Heavy Subs. By the end, you'll have three things: a folder system that mirrors how jungle actually feels, an Ableton template set designed for fast, honest auditioning, and a habit that separates finishers from infinite tinkerers. Audition, shortlist, commit. First, the philosophy. Before we touch devices, we decide how we think. You're going to tag along three axes, consistently. Era, mood, core type. Era is something like 92-94, 95-97, 98-02, and modern. Mood is dark, rinse, warm, cinematic, industrial, raga, haunted, sunlit, whatever you actually use. Core type is break, tap, snare, kick, bass, stab, pad, effects, box. And yes, I want you to actually name things this way when you can. It might feel obsessive, but it's the difference between I'll make something someday and I made four ideas tonight. A good file name looks like 95-97 Dark Break Amintite 170, or 92-94 Rega Vox Toasting 01, or Modern Industrial Reese F Sharp 174. You're encoding the decision inside the label. Now we build the folder structure outside of Ableton first, because if your drive is chaos, Ableton can't save you. Create one top-level folder called DNB Jungle Audition. Inside it, organize by type first. Breaks, drum one-shots, bass, music, effects, and atmos. Then inside breaks, split by era feel. 92 to 94 hardcore and raga. 95 to 97 dark and tech. 98 to 02 two-step. Modern crisp. Why type first? Because in a real session, your brain doesn't think show me everything dark. It thinks I need a break that feels 95-97 dark, or I need hats that read modern. Type first gets you there faster. Next, pull it into Ableton so it's always one click away. In Ableton's browser, go to Places, Add Folder, and add the DNB Jungle Audition folder. Now it lives in every set, every time. Now we build the template, create a new live set, and we're going to start in Session View on purpose. Session View is audition territory. Arrangement View is commitment territory. Keeping those roles clear will make you faster. Name the set something like Template Jungle Audition Lab and save it as a template so every new idea starts with the same playground. Here's your track layout. Audio track. Break audition, audio track, top loop audition, MIDI track, drum rack audition, MIDI track, bass audition, MIDI track, stab and pad audition, audio track, atmos and effects audition, audio track, reference, audio track, print or resample. Set your tempo to 170 BPM as a default. It's a great middle point where most jungle and DNB can flex. You can adjust later, but you need a standard starting point so your ear learns what right sounds like at your default. Now, quick coach note, turn the browser into an instrument. Go into your preferences and make sure auto preview is on, and set your cue volume so previewing isn't way louder or way quieter than your actual set. If your preview is louder, you'll keep choosing the wrong stuff. Louder always wins. We're trying to remove that bias. Also, start using hot swap mode, those little swap arrows on devices. It lets you cycle through candidates like presets while the groove is running, without dragging files around. Super underrated. Now let's set up the break audition chain. And the key idea here is, auditioning should not lie to you. Drag a break into the break audition track. Turn warp on. For most breaks, use beats mode, preserve transients, and set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40 as a starting point. If the break is older and crunchy and the transient shape is getting smeared, try other modes, but be careful. Complex Pro often makes breaks sound impressive in the wrong way. It can blur the punch and change the groove. Use it only when you have to. Now set the clip loop to 1 or 2 bars. This is important. Jungle breaks can feel amazing over 8 bars but awkward over 1 bar, or vice versa. But for auditioning, 1 or 2 bars keeps your brain focused on groove, not novelty. Now the device chain, stock only. First, utility, set it to around -6 dB to start. This is your level match anchor. Then EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. Optional gentle dip around 250 to 400 if it's boxy. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Boom at 0 to 10, but be careful. Brakes can get tubby fast. Crunch low as well. Then a limiter with a ceiling at minus 1 dB. Lightly. The limiter is not for make it huge. It's for consistent audition loudness, so you're judging vibe, not volume. That's the whole point. Your chain stays consistent, so your taste gets sharper. Now we create what I call break slotting. On the break audition track and session view, create 3 to 5 empty clip slots and name them by era category. Something like A, 92-94 Raga and Hardcore. B, 95-97 Dark and Tech. C, 98-02 Two-Step. D, Modern Jungle. E, Wildcard. Now as you browse, you're not just throwing breaks anywhere. You're shortlisting into lanes that represent eras. You're building in a /B/C comparison instantly. And here's a rule that will save your life. Don't keep more than 5 per category in the audition lane. If it doesn't hit quickly, move on. You're not curating a museum. You're writing a track. Now, organization tip that speeds this up even more. Use colors and tiny codes. Pick 4 colors for 4 eras and commit. For example, 92-94 is yellow, 95-97 is purple, 98-02 is blue, modern is gray. Then prefix clips with a short code like 94H for hardcore, 96D for dark, 00s for steppy, MOD for modern. It sounds small, but when you're scanning session view, you'll make decisions twice as fast. Next up, one shots. On drum rack audition, load a drum rack, create a simple layout, kicks on the low pads, snares next, hats next, perks above. Now set choke groups for hats. Put your closed hat and open hat in the same choke group, so that open hat gets cut by the closed hat. That tight hardware behavior is a huge part of classic jungle top-end discipline. Without it, your hats can smear and you'll think the sample is the problem when it's really the playback behavior. Now make a few tiny MIDI clips that represent era feel patterns. 1 bar or 2 bars, looping. Make a 94 hardcore shuffle. Make an amenish two-step for 95-97. Make a steppy roller for 98-02. These clips are your test patterns. The point is, the groove stays constant while you swap samples. That isolates what you're actually judging. Use groove pool subtly if you want some swing, but don't overquantize jungle. If you sterilize it, you'll start picking sounds that only work in a sterile grid. And a great little helper, put a velocity MIDI effect in front of the drum rack just to control extremes while auditioning. You can always remove it later. Again, we're trying to audition honestly. Now the bass audition track. On bass audition, use Wavetable or Operator. We're not designing the ultimate patch right now. We're checking whether a bass idea belongs in the era and mood world. Build a quick Reese audition rack. In Wavetable, set 2 saw oscillators, detune slightly, maybe unison 2 to 4 voices with a modest amount. Then add saturator, soft clip on, drive 2 to 6 dB. Then EQ8, cut below 20 to 30 Hz and optionally dip 200 to 300 if it's muddy. Then utility. Now here's a truth check. Utility doesn't do frequency dependent mono by itself. So while auditioning, do the boring but correct thing. Keep the entire bass channel mostly mono, width at 0 to 30%. This stops you picking a bass just because it sounds huge in stereo, where it's going to disappear in the club. Later you can do split band width tricks with racks and filters. But auditioning is about truth, not excitement. If you want, add a sidechain compressor keyed from the kick. Ratio around 4:1, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release around 80 to 160 and aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Enough to see if it locks. And here's an advanced stress test. Exaggerate the sidechain temporarily. If the break and bass still feel like they interlock under heavy pumping, they'll behave when you dial it back. Now Atmos and FX. On Atmos and FX audition, build a vibe-ready chain so anything you drag in immediately sits like it belongs in a record. Auto filter first. High pass around 120 to 250 Hz so Atmos doesn't fight the low end. Echo next, 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback 15 to 35, filter the harsh highs. Reverb next, decay 2 to 6 seconds depending on era, and high cut around 6 to 10 kHz. Utility last, width 120 to 160%, but only for Atmos. Optional sidechain compressor keyed from the kick if you want that breathing dark step bed feeling. Now you can audition noise beds and pans and they'll land in the pocket, not just float on top. At this point, we upgrade from samples to worlds. Create scenes in session view named by era and mood. For example, 92-94 Sunlit Rave, 95-97 Metalheads Dungeon, 98-02 Steppy Roller, Modern Industrial Jungle. In each scene, aim for one break, one top loop or hat pattern, one bass patch, one stab or pad, and one Atmos layer. Now trigger scenes and judge the world you're in. This is huge. Jungle is contextual. A break that sounds mid and solo might become the perfect backbone once the bass and Atmos exist. And the opposite is also true. A break that sounds insane alone might collapse once you add pressure around it. Now let's talk about how to decide what's a keeper. Use a three-question gate. Does it survive mono? Does it survive bus pressure, like light glue compression or a limiter shaving a dB? Does it still excite you when you turn it down about 10 dB? If any answer is no, it's not a keeper, even if it sounded ridiculous when it was loud. To make this easier, put a quick mood safe check on your master in this audition template only. Add utility for mono toggle. Add a limiter shaving 1 to 2 dB. Optional spectrum if you want visual reassurance. Map the mono toggle to a key, and genuinely do this. Every 20 seconds, hit mono for one bar. It trains you to stop falling for stereo tricks. Now, how do you shortlist without clutter? Create a dedicated selects lane. Make an audio track called selects breaks and maybe another called selects music. When a clip passes your gate, option drag or alt drag it into selects. Everything else can stay in the temporary audition lanes and get cleared later. This keeps the set tidy and turns every session into a best of row that you can reuse. Now the most important part. Commitment. On print or resample, set audio from to resampling, arm it, and record 8 to 16 bars of your chosen scene. This is the line in the sand. Printing ends the infinite audition loop and turns choices into material you can arrange. And once you have that printed audio, you can immediately bridge into classic jungle edits. Right-click the print and slice to new MIDI track by Transients. Now you've got instant access to kick pulls, snare doubles, turnaround edits, stutters, all that movement that makes jungle feel alive. If you want a fast arrangement skeleton, try this. First 16 bars, Atmos plus filtered break tease. Next 16, drop the break, no bass for the first 4 to 8 bars. Next 32, bass enters, stabs call and response. Then a breakdown with Vox and FX. Then second drop with extra edits and energy. This audio version is shortened for playback.